Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Engine trouble on an Air India flight headed from Delhi to San Francisco caused the airline to make an emergency landing in Russia, U.S. State Department spokesperson Vedant Patel.
We are aware of a U.S.-bound flight that had to make an emergency landing in Russia and are continuing to monitor that situation closely. I'm not able to confirm how many U.S. citizens were aboard the flight at this time.
Forced evacuations for residents in southern Ukraine after sections of a dam exploded. The area is under Russian control. Both Russia and Ukraine are blaming each other. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has filed paperwork with election officials. The next step before he kicks off his presidential campaign tonight in New Hampshire, former Vice President Mike Pence will announce his bid tomorrow in Iowa. More than 900,000 demonstrators turned out across France today, protesting against the government's pension plans to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. Police made more than two dozen arrests. This is ABC News. The Human Rights Campaign declaring a state of emergency for LGBTQ people in the United States. ABC's Sherry Preston has more.
The Human Rights Campaign says certain regions of the country are becoming increasingly hostile to gay, lesbian, and trans people. So it's published a guidebook called LGBTQ Plus Americans Fighting Back. The book tracks what they say are discriminatory laws that have been passed in each state. Everything from don't say gay laws like the one in Florida to anti-trans laws that prohibit trans medical care for minors. In addition to the guidebook, the HRC is also declaring a state of emergency for LGBTQ plus people in the United States.
Shipping giant UPS may be less than 2 months away from a possible strike. Nearly 350,000 workers represented by the Teamsters will see their contract run out at the end of July. Some of the issues include pay, driver safety, and what workers say is excessive overtime. The union is set to begin voting this week on a strike authorization. Rena Roy, ABC News.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Barron, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. The Green Bay Area Public Schools passed resolutions during a packed school board meeting. Last night, four resolutions were proposed, three passed unanimously after an almost four-hour meeting. Resolutions that passed include one for a capital referendum to build a new elementary school. The second involves setting up an outside study to adjust school boundaries. The third resolution would put into motion the closing of Weequahic Elementary School. A Brown County man is in custody for exposing himself. 60-year-old Theodore Rhodes was charged with five counts of exposing himself to a child and one count of disorderly conduct. Brown County authorities say Rhodes resisted arrest, refusing to leave his house and shouting insults at deputies when they arrived. Rhodes makes his first court appearance this afternoon. In sports, the Brewers are home tonight against the Orioles. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
Just released from prison, in need of a job, but no one is hiring. Just Dane has been lifting people through these types of employment barriers for 50 years. And you can support this Madison nonprofit's important legacy and work. Join Civic Media by donating to Just Dane. Any amount will make a difference. Learn more and help now at justdane.org. That's justdane.org. Changing lives, changing the community for 50 years. Justine.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, I'm calling an audible. I've decided this will be a two for Tuesday edition. I'm skipping the Taco Tuesday.
Oh, man. Well, good for you, crew, to ease up on the calories. Happy two for Tuesday to you, Evan. Working the board, our fair audience. Great to be with you all once again.
You know, this is the second time I've been on the Civic Media airwaves today.
Again, Crudy pulling double shifts. Hardworking man.
You know, I've been hanging out with some of our fine colleagues in broadcast. Yesterday, hung out with the Todd Alba. You know, the host of the Todd Alba Show, the cool guy in the early portion of the afternoons, 1 to 3 p.m. And today, Pat Kreitlow from the Up North News. And Pat's additionally going to do a local product on our newest station up in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, the Tap 93.5, simply called the Pat Kreitlow Show. You know, I like simplicity in the name. But anyways, that'll be coming soon as it's feasible with the engineering. But anyways, spent some of my time this morning with Pat Kreitlow. And Dom, we're going to spend a little bit later in this fine show with one of the other morning, well, I guess she is a morning host. She's done it noon now. She is Kristen Bry. She's the host of As Goes Wisconsin. And for some of our friends in Madison, they're getting a dose of her for the very first time, right after the Stephanie Miller Show. Others, you've been hearing Kristen Bry, just a new time, 10 to noon across the Civic Media Network, 11 to noon right here in Madison. But Kristen Bry on the Devil's Advocates, you know, you can't really call us the greatest radio show ever in front of other hosts. It sort of shames them a little bit, Dom. So
yeah, okay.
We'll just welcome her to the Devil's Advocates at 4:30. And I talked with our buddy Matt Flynn today. Matt Flynn, been on a little poker sabbatical. And he didn't win. I think it was at like a world championship of poker event. He did not win. So, you know, he didn't retire from broadcast because he's got
he's
a
coming
lot of
back
money
on the radio then. All right.
But I'll let him tell the story. I won't steal all his money or his thunder. But he's got more money than he left for the poker tournament with.
Wow, that's
he's
pretty
in the
rare
money. 6,000 participants.
How many?
6,000 in this poker tournament. And our buddy Matt Flynn apparently finished in the money.
Hard to do.
Well done. He's
really, even if you're up, don't you spend a little bit before you leave? Because isn't that why you went?
I'm not sure. Matt probably stayed in a nice place. He's still probably burdened more than the
interview. No, circus. Like you drug me to?
Maybe I misunderstood. Maybe the entry fee was like $6,000. I don't know. You know, some of these boys, they got expensive hobbies. I used to golf, but I gave it all up for radio with you.
Thank you.
So Matt Flynn will be back on his slot leading into us. And if you heard her for the first time last night, Maggie Dawn, what a great job she did. Maggie Dawn, we're her lead-in at 6 o'clock across the Civic Media Network. I'm sure she'll come around someday soon, right? She's going to drop in on us in the 5 o'clock hour one of these days?
One of these days.
Well, invite her. She might drop in. So this big show, Dom, let's start in our backyard. I always like to lead local, if you will. And the election, top election official in the state of Wisconsin, according to the headline at the Journal Sentinel, well, she's in trouble. And before we get deeper in the headline, I would point out that I am happy that we're getting coverage from the Journal Sentinel at this time, because a lot of the reporters from the Gannett papers, they're on strike. But apparently the local union at the Journal Sentinel negotiated a no strike clause. So the only reason that we've got the fine coverage of the paper of record right now from the state of Wisconsin is because their journalists are forced to, well, there's not a picket line. They're not scabbing here, but they're forced by contract to show up for work. They got a no strike clause.
Yes.
You'd be sick.
2015 to 2016 agreement remains in effect under an evergreen provision until it's replaced. A Wisconsin Examiner reported on this. So lots of Gannett folks out on strike right now, but not Molly Beck and crew over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Just a little fact here, though, quickly.
Gannett has apparently cut its workforce by 54% in the last 4 years.
I'm thinking about cutting our workforce by 54% right about now, if you interrupt me one more time.
Oh, really? Bring it on, baby.
I was going to point out, you know, our pal Jesse Appoyant's got a new position over at the Journal Sentinel. Like, she announced her new job position yesterday. Well, I think she had announced she was taking the job. But a fine journalist, she had been at the Cap Times most recently. We've known her for, hell, going on a decade. She was a young lady when she first came to town. Now she's a seasoned pro. But Dom, how would you like to show up for work on the very first day? Sorry, we're on strike. Moose out front should have told you. Right. I mean, literally, the timing of her joining the Gannett Corporation and, you know, well done, coincides with the timing of the Gannett National Strike. And only by the fortuitous nature of the no strike contract is our girl Jesse Appoyant at work today?
I guess.
Molly Beck, they're friends. Molly Beck reports, the future of Wisconsin's top election official is unclear, as key members of the state Senate say they plan to vote against reappointing Megan Wolf as the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Now, we've had Megan Wolf on this show. At the same time, a recent state Supreme Court decision that allows appointed public officials to stay in their positions beyond the expiration of their terms is delaying action by the members of the Election Commission who are tasked with deciding whether to recommend her for another term. Now, Wolf's term as administrator of the state's election agency expires at the end of June. But David's going to come back to bite him in the ass right about now.
Karma's a bitch, man.
A 2022 state Supreme Court ruling that sided with Frederick Preed, the semi-fascist cranberry farmer who wouldn't leave the DNR board, right? The Walker appointee, a former natural resources board chairman who decided to stay in his position nearly 2 years after his term expired, is raising questions about whether the commission must take action to reappoint her. Supreme Court Justice Annette Ziegler said in the majority opinion that the expiration of a term does not create a vacancy, meaning that holdovers in any position appointed by the governor can remain until a confirmation hearing is held by the state Senate. So if you never leave, there can't be a a confirmation hearing, Tom? Meanwhile, three Republican senators and one Democratic senator.
What?
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. Told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel they plan to vote against Wolf's reappointment if the vote is called. The Journal Sentinel surveyed the 33 members of the state Senate on whether they would support Wolf's reappointment to the Wisconsin Elections Commission administrator. 14 responded. Six Democratic members said they would support giving Wolf a third term. Four Republicans declined to comment, two of whom said they're still gathering information and deciding no, they're not, including the leader of the Senate Elections Committee, Dan Knodel of Germantown. Don't push your luck, Knodel. Senator Corey Tomchek, Republican from Mosinee, sent a letter to colleagues on May 4th recommending senators reject Wolf's reappointment should it reach the full Senate.
Heard he quote, "The behavior of the Wisconsin Elections Commission under the leadership of Megan Wolf has failed to instill confidence," he wrote. "I urge this body to begin to take its oversight duty seriously and vote no on the appointment of Megan Wolf as administrator to the Wisconsin Elections Commission." That's Tomczyk from Mosinee. Joining him in opposing Wolf's reappointment were Republican State President Chris Kapinga of Delafield, Senator Steve Nass of Whitewater, and Democratic State Senator Lena Taylor of Milwaukee. Dewey Strobel declined to comment, but has previously called for Wolf to resign.
Dirty Dewey. You know how Dirty Dewey's going to vote.
Oh, yes, it's a guarantee. But this is surprising. Why? Lena Taylor said she would oppose Wolf because, quote, "everyone that failed Milwaukee voters in 2020 needs to go." Taylor cited a number of decisions made by local election officials, including closing some polling locations during the first spring election of the coronavirus pandemic, which was not Wolf's decision. She also said WEC should have responded forcefully to Commissioner Bob Spindell's praise of lower turnout during the 2022 midterm among Black voters.
Now, I don't disagree with the latter thought from Senator Lena Taylor, but Lena, Senator Taylor, you're just feeling a little hurt because you were on the mayoral ballot at the time, right? You were going against Tom Barrett. And the spring election was the spring primary where you appeared on the ballot. And I can certainly understand the frustration of an African-American senator who wanted to be the mayor when the lines were long in Milwaukee. There were only five polling stations. I mean, broadly, I don't disagree with the sentiment, Lena. But if you're going to vote against Megan Wolf, do so because of some specific action. You know, be a good citizen, Lena. Don't be vindictive. Don't take it out on Megan Wolf. You know, you can run for mayor again someday.
Crudy Wolf represents a commission that has been under fire for 3 years because of false claims put forward by former President Donald Trump to convince supporters he actually won an election he lost. And because of politics, commissioners approved during the 2020 presidential election to navigate the hurdles presented by the coronavirus pandemic. Gableman, your buddy Crudy, and the Racine County Sheriff characterized those decisions as nefarious. This nefarious, Crudy. The commission mailed absentee ballot applications to all voters, advised local officials on how to make ballot drop boxes secure, and set new policies in voting in nursing homes. Well, of course, they didn't like any of those things.
How dare they encourage Wisconsinites to vote on Election Day? Come back with us. Matt Flynn, he's back. He's the gambler. He won big for a change. That's my understanding. Don't ask him for money, though. Don't blame it on me. More Devils.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over.
then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 51. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, northeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 71. Tomorrow, clear skies and quiet. Clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 46. Sunny skies and calm Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 74. 79, chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
That's the afternoon phone number. This morning I had to give out a differing morning phone number, a Western Wisconsin phone number. We got to shout out a couple of new stations, Dom. You know, we're not going to do this forever. But for a little while, we're going to acknowledge we got some new playout locations, like the Eagle, 1490 AM in La Crosse. That's our alma mater city, Dom. God's Country, La Crosse. We're playing out on the tap, 93.5 FM, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and WRJN. And, you know, I talked to some very nice people who are angry they've lost their old-timey, what do they call it? Oldies music.
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, people get used to something, man. I get it.
Civic Media has been the worst thing that ever happened to oldies music in the history of the state of Wisconsin.
No, it was rock and roll. It was Shaking to the Hips and Elvis and the Beatles and all the blues and all that stuff.
Well, from this perspective, we took so many. I looked at those that would play the oldies music as people that, you know, might be out of, let's just say, great radio ideas. They lacked for a dynamic format that we could provide them, Dom. So many of the acquisitions of Civic Media were these heritage, let's call them oldie stations, Dom.
Okay.
And we don't play oldies anymore. Now we provide this little product, the greatest radio show ever, some would say. And we got lots of fine colleagues like Kristen Bry. She's going to join us in a little bit. She's the host of As Goes Wisconsin. And we got people like Matt Flynn. He's super cool. And Maggie Dawn. She's super talented. Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. She's going to be playing out at 6 to 7 p.m. But at least for those that are like, and they've been very kind. Anyone that would have the gumption to email a radio station and say, I'm mad at you. You make me angry. You've changed something I so love. No, I appreciate that. Sincerely.
Yeah, I get it.
That aspect, I totally get. I'm never going to listen to that radio station again. And I say, but, we got the Packers. Yeah. We got the Badgers. We got the Bucks. We got the Brewers in 2024. And Lou Regani, our buddy, is going to start in Racine. Lou is like a 50-year radio professional. And Lou does Sunday morning oldies, Music with the Stars. Sure, it's compacted to Sunday. It's like 5 hours, but that's super cool. If you're into that genre of music, Lou Regani is your man. And if you can't
He's
hear
your
Lou,
guy, that's right. Very specific local time and date to tune into.
Sunday, 7 to noon. Unless there's a noon kickoff Packer game, in which case we'll pre-up Lou for the Packers. Man, we're your Packers, Badgers, Bucks, Brewer Station. Don't tell me you're not going to be listening. So anyways, I'm sorry to make that point, but I feel like I have to defend these decisions to the lovers of the oldies music. And, you know, Stu Mann's joining the team. Stu Mann has an encyclopedic knowledge of all things old and musical.
Yes, he does.
You know where Stu Mann's been? I've been filling in for Stu Mann last couple mornings.
Yeah, man, he's following the Dead and Company around, right?
Yeah, so he's partying with the Grateful Dead, and I'm getting up at like 6 in the morning to prep for a Western Wisconsin outmarket show so I can fill in for Stu, and I can't even call it the Stu Mann Show because no one's ever heard of Stu yet because Stu launches tomorrow. I'm just keeping the chair warm until he can come and name the show. I've just been saying good morning a lot. Good morning. Good morning, Western Wisconsin. Good morning, Amory. Good morning, Hayward. Good morning, La Crosse. Good morning, Richland Center. Good morning, Eau Claire. You know, good morning, Wisconsin. But I'm not really a morning guy. So, you know, I save it for the afternoon. And you, Dom, the
friction. Well, I do appreciate that. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789. Kristen Bry, As Goes Wisconsin, going to join us at the bottom of the hour. We were talking, Crudy, before the break, Molly Beck at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, about Megan Wolf apparently being on the hot seat when her commission expires in June. And I wanted to get a little piece.
They're doing
out
her wrong, Tom. They're doing her wrong. That's my assessment.
As Molly Beck continues to write, few Republicans criticized the commission's decisions when they made them, but called out the agency after Joe Biden narrowly defeated Trump in the state. Recounts and court rulings have confirmed Biden's win. Let me just repeat that. Recounts and court rulings have confirmed Biden's win. As Beck writes, since then, scrutiny of the commission has ballooned. Spindell, the Republican member of the Bipartisan Election Commission, said he told Wolf he would not support her reappointment because his party does not support her and not because of her job performance. What? Quote, Megan has done a good job and is being accused of some items she is really not responsible for, Spindell said. I indicated to her I will not be voting for her. Politically, she has not been able to gain the confidence of the Republicans. Politically, Spindell says, she's not been able to gain the confidence of the Republicans. How's that ever going to happen?
Bob Spindell is literally a false Trump elector here in the state of Wisconsin. Bob Spindell has been reported widely to blame the Trump lawyers for his decision to go out and commit what I would allege is a criminal fraud in the state of Wisconsin. Joe Biden won the state. This guy's an elections commissioner, and he's willing to overrule the will of the voters. And above and beyond that, the other issue Lena Taylor took with Bob Spindell is the fact that as what the, I forget which CD, the fourth CD, I believe, but as CD chair, as a regional chairman of the Republican Party, he was bragging about the suppression of Black and Latino votes in Milwaukee, with enough impact perhaps to cast U.S. Senator Ron Johnson back to the Senate, you know, in tandem with the Willie Horton ads that were run widely against Mandela Barnes. Come back with us. Shut up, Bob. Kristen Bry, As Goes Wisconsin, our fine guest next.
This summer, 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Engine trouble on an Air India flight headed from Delhi to San Francisco caused the airline to make an emergency landing in Russia. U.S. State Department spokesperson Vedant Patel.
We are aware of a U.S.-bound flight that had to make an emergency landing in Russia and are continuing to monitor that situation closely. I'm not able to confirm how many U.S. citizens were aboard the flight at this time.
Forced evacuations for residents in southern Ukraine after sections of a dam exploded. The area is under Russian control. Both Russia and Ukraine are blaming each other. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has filed paperwork with election officials. The next step before he kicks off his presidential campaign tonight in New Hampshire. Former Vice President Mike Pence will announce his bid tomorrow in Iowa. More than 900,000 demonstrators turned out across France today, protesting against the government's pension plans to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. Police made more than two dozen arrests. This is ABC News.
Hey, folks, keep her moving to Civic Media every Saturday and Sunday at noon for the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens.
We've been out here all day.
We've had five or six beers and only one fish.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. A Brown County man is in custody for exposing himself. 60-year-old Theodore Rhodes was charged with five counts of exposing himself to a child and one count of disorderly conduct. Brown County authorities say Rhodes resisted arrest, refusing to leave his house and shouting insults at deputies when they arrived. Rhodes makes his first court appearance this afternoon. A woman turned herself into authorities for stealing funds from the Oshkosh Youth Hockey Association. She held the position of treasurer for the organization and told police she stole more than $60,000 over the course of several years. Authorities in Oshkosh say the investigation is ongoing. Equipment manufacturer Arians has announced layoffs. The Brilliant Company says they are letting go second, third, and weekend shift operators. The company says they will encourage those laid off to apply for expanded first shift positions. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, ThriveFund has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thereichmans.com/disclosure.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dominic Cruz. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at BelongingBeginsWithUs.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We call it the Two for Tuesday edition. Dom, we've been joined by a fine guest live via Zoom. She is the host of As Goes Wisconsin. She's our colleague at broadcast, Kristen Bry. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates. Welcome back, Kristen.
Hey, Kristen.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good. Good to see you.
You look
good
like you,
you too.
Made so much more effort for this day's show than I. I'm wearing like sweatpants today. I like barely rolled out of bed this morning.
It's amazing what red lipstick will do. It just really wakes up your... I haven't showered today, but you thought I really prepared just because I had some red lipstick on.
And it matches my badger hat. I find it quite charming. Kristen, welcome to Madison, at least as a live product. You're playing out across the state, 10 to noon, and here in Madison, 11 to 12, because people like Stephanie Miller quite a bit, and we don't want to offend all the people, not all on the same day. But anyways, Kristen, welcome to Madison. Tell people a little bit about yourself. For those that are unfamiliar with Kristen Bry, talk show host, how'd you get into this crazy business?
Man, it has been a winding road. So I'm from Madison. So this is a little bit of a homecoming for me because I grew up in the the West Side, Nakoma area. So by Monroe Street. But I have been all over the place performing background, moved to LA when I was 16 to be an actress. Went to college, then worked in tech, then started doing stand-up, then taught myself how to do videos. And it really started with doing like political comedy videos and like explainers a la Last Week Tonight with John Oliver or The Daily Show. And then I started As Goes Wisconsin and came back to Wisconsin in 2020, right at the beginning of the pandemic, and started making these videos that kind of caught on of just like, how do you mix the very Wisconsin Charlie Barron's type humor with like voter information and make it somewhat entertaining instead of so dry. And so it started there. And then around this time last year.
And Kristen, where?
Like my year anniversary of this show is July 5th.
Oh, wow. Very nice. Very nice. Hey, and where did, yeah. I know that you knew Jane Bandier. Where did the relationship? Jane is a seasoned radio professional in her own regard. She's been doing morning shows for years and years in Milwaukee. And I don't say that to date her, only qualify her. She's a fine co-host, sidekick, however you want to characterize Jane. But how did you guys know each other prior?
Are we allowed to say previous employers?
I don't care. Who's going to hold it against you?
No, I don't know. She's always very big on saying a previous employer and not actually naming stations. But she's a legend. In Southeast Wisconsin, Jane's been around for a long time. And certainly it's fun to watch people come in as guests to the show and meet Jane for the first time because they're like, I grew up with you. Like, I know your voice. And so she most recently was on WTMJ, which is where we met. I was doing kind of part-time fill-in some gigs over there, and she and I met there and became fast friends. And so when this opportunity popped up for me coming over to Civic Media, I had told her about it. But one, to like flesh out, I was like, do you think this, like, would you do this? And she was like, could I come with you? And so here we are.
Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. We are joined by a fine guest. She's our colleague in broadcast, Kristen Bry. She's the host of As Goes Wisconsin, playing now across the Civic Media Network, 10 to noon each weekday, and right here in Madison, 11 to noon. Kristen, you and Jane are doing a fine job, but there had to be some adjustments to doing talk radio. It's not, there's no school. You don't go to like talk radio school. You kind of have to go out there and get your nose bloodied a little bit. How's it feel now? Is it more comfortable? There are days when you look and you think, man, somebody better call right about now.
You know, it's interesting because I, with talk radio, like I grew up with music radio, but then in the last whatever years, like I was a podcast person. I've been, you know, like most of the content that I consume is produced and not live. And so I think the biggest shift for me has been like, I have this idea of the quality of the show that I want to do, but all of my examples, like there's writing teams, there's producers, there's like an entire squad that like produces something versus live radio that is live and every day and for 2 to 3 hours. And so it's like the improv skills and the recall skills and the being able to go with the flow and being able to talk live. And so much of that is like been the learning curve for me of like, how do you do it live every day and roll with it and have it be conversational versus needing to know everything and know where it's going to go when you start.
Kristen, you had a very fun segment on your show today. I was listening in my office and you had a little momentary brain lapse. And I texted you the song I thought you meant. I'm like, I think that's Pearl Jam, Last Kiss. And you texted back during the break or something, and I think you did mean that, but you said, well, I have pregnancy memory, something of the sort. And I said, well, usually that's not the issue. Normally I'm filling in for Dom's faulty memory, and that's a whole different issue.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Kristen, I'm sorry, Kristen, go ahead. As goes Wisconsin.
No, no, no. I was just going to say, yes, I certainly, I mean, I would say I've never been the person who's like the best at trivia and like dates and names. Like I have the general memory of something, but certainly since becoming pregnant and in the last month or so, that mom brain, like that, like pregnancy fog is a very real thing.
I can't even put it on a pregnancy, Kristen. I just say to Crudy, remember the one time at the one place where the one dude said that thing, and he usually knows what I'm talking about. So it's great to have a co-host like that. Kristen Bry, as goes Wisconsin, I really appreciate your style, and I wanted to get your sense of, you know, we talk about, you know, reaching out across the aisle and talking to people with different philosophies and politics. How do you address, or how do you think the proper way, or should we address, as, you know, talkers on the radio, those who engage in call it election denialism, those, you know, those kinds of things, believing the big lie? I mean, what's the proper way to address those very specific issues, knowing that, you know, we want to reach out and we have more in common than we don't, but damn, some things are really hard to get over.
Well, some things are hard to get over, and it's not even get over. It's also just hard to have a conversation when you can't agree on the facts, right? Like, I think there's gradations of people we disagree with, and it's hard because I think so often, at least where I come from, or like the point of view that I come from, is like, if we can agree that this is the problem that needs addressing and then debate on how we get to a solution, those are the best kinds of conversations to have, right? Yeah. But like when we don't even agree on the problem, that becomes really hard. And I think like that is where a lot of the divide is right now. And it's also what I'm drawn to talking about is different. What sometimes you guys are drawn to talk about, and certainly what's different, what like conservative talk show hosts want to talk about, as far as like, what is the problem? And so I feel like, I don't know, Dom, like with the election denialism, that's something I was like, I don't know where to take the conversation from here. Cause yeah. I love talking with people I disagree with, but like, if we don't believe, as Great Jane likes to say all the time, that gravity exists, or more recently, did you guys hear about the new Georgia GOP chair who is a flat earther?
Oh, really?
Aren't they all?
Oh, I'll send you the video. she has a podcast called Jesus Guns and Babies that is not ironic, and she is a flat earther. So, you know, whether there's gravity or whether the earth is round, like, so to a certain extent, I would say it's hard to have constructive conversations with people who just flat out don't believe in the same facts. But at least like everything else shy of that, when we disagree, like coming at it through curiosity, coming at it through understanding, coming at it through asking questions. Cause like, that's my biggest thing is always like, instead of like, let me just talk over you to tell you how like right I am. Like if you can ask poignant questions to lead them to realizing they don't know those answers, I always think that's pretty powerful.
The louder you talk, the righter you are. You have to say it with conviction, Kristen. It must be true, especially after a couple of happy hour cocktails. We were just talking before you came on, Kristen. Megan Wolf, the Wisconsin Elections Commissioner, according to Molly Beck, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, under some pressure. A lot of people really don't like her too much. You know, they got to pay for what they did, quote unquote, whatever that may be. And Robert Spindell, one of the he's on the commission, and he's also one of the fraudulent electors. I mean, the fact that he's even still there amazes me. But, you know, he is, and as you mentioned, like this person in Georgia, he's in a position of authority and power, you know, and these are the folks, whether you're a flat earther or just a fraudulently elected election denial official, they have position of power and they have influence, and other people look to them and follow them. And that's what really concerns me. It's not just, you know, rank and file, it's people of authority and power.
Well, you know, and it's interesting how much that's shifted. A couple months back earlier this year, I had George Stanley on my show, who was the former in chief and publisher for Journal Sentinel. And he's been a journalist for his entire career and largely with, either the like with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And he was like, had we 10, 15 years ago expose Michael Gableman to be who he was or who he is and how he was running that in. It wouldn't down me because the party was so embarrassed.
Oh no, I think
place where
Kristen,
that's not people I, don't die.
We gotta jump in here for a minute,
is
Kristen.
My connection great?
We're breaking up quite a bit here, and you had mentioned that when George Stanley was the editor of the Journal Sentinel, had that great paper of record Once Upon a Time, had they, you know, run an expose about Gableman, the corrupted former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, well, it would have been all over but the crying. I think that was the point he was trying to express, was it not? Because Gableman would have been politically done. He would have seen the end of his career before, you know, Robin Voss got around to firing him. Was that the greater point, Kristen?
That was a greater point, basically saying that not so long ago, we weren't so part of, like, the divide between partisanship wasn't so great that people just put their head in the sand no matter what. Like, there was still integrity and there was still a line you could cross. But now we're in this place where it's so much about your side winning that it doesn't really matter if there is incompetence, corruption, just straight out denialism. And that is one of his biggest just kind of sadnesses, I guess, of where we're at right now. And I would say it's the same, right? It's like, if, again, if we can't agree that there's gravity and we put these people in power, what can we believe it?
Kristen, you missed a lot of the Scott Walker, let's call it reign here in the state of Wisconsin. He started in 2012, perhaps a lot of your California time, as you mentioned before. Do you think we've put Scott Walker behind us as a state? I mean, I still see some of the malfeasance. There are still lawsuits from the lame duck he signed on his way out of office. And of course, the governance, the bad governance goes on through the legislative gerrymander that really makes us a pretty undemocratic state. If you've seen something else and you see Wisconsin, it just doesn't feel right, does it?
Well, he's also still making videos of himself eating cheese and posting it on social media.
Are we talking
media,
about so the like... Waker now? Walker is still making cheese videos? He's a sad,
he made
sad
one
little
yesterday,
man.
And it's just, he tries, he also made like a very not timely Bud Light video after like weeks after Kid Rock had already done one. It was like, someone needs to up your social media game because you were a little bit behind the ball. if you're gonna try to contribute, let's like make you a little bit more.
He is the head of the Young Americas Foundation, Kristen. He is the one responsible for recruiting the young college conservative Republicans into the philosophy. This is their leader. He is the leader of youth, don't you know?
He really gets young people, it seems like.
Well, he gets that they're being indoctrinated. Yeah. Come back, more of our indoctrination with our friend Kristen Rye, host of As Goes Wisconsin, right here on the Civic Media Network. Listen for her 10 to noon. Come back, more Devils and Kristen and E-Bone.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 49 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Highs level off around 72. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night lows dip down to about 45. Mainly sunny skies and calm Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 73. 79, chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin Uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
Hey, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Be sure to follow us on the socials on Twitter at Devil Radio, on the Facebooks at the Devil's Advocates Radio. If you want to check out some podcasts, go to civicmedia.us and click on the shows tab. Look for the Devil's Advocates.
And also look for As Goes Wisconsin. We got a fine guest. She is Kristen Bry. She is the host of As Goes Wisconsin. And Kristen, A, it is rare that we find a female talk show host. I'm just saying, there's not a lot of you. And B, you're the only one I know that currently pulls a shift on the radio live every day who is pregnant. That's kind of a big deal. And in that you do political radio here in the state, and I'm not, I know you're recently married and we've met your husband, Michael, seems like a nice guy, all that kind of stuff. You guys probably meant to do this, I'm assuming, although not all of us parents meant to do this. But legally in the state of Wisconsin, this is really your only recourse. I mean, that's got to be a weird experience. What if you didn't? What if it conflicted with your professional responsibilities? What if, you know, what if? Well, that takes away a lot of your choice as a woman. Kristen, what's that like?
It's been interesting because it was a planned, desired pregnancy. We're very excited. And I'm an open book. If anyone listens to my show, like, I don't really hold my cards close to my chest, for better or for worse. But there was a moment that I was like, how early do I want to, like, do I really want to talk about this on the radio before my 20-week scan in case something happens, in case something pops up on that scan, which does happen, where the conversation changes of like, how do we get you to Chicago? And I have friends that since the criminal abortion ban has come into place that live in Wisconsin, who've had fetal anomalies in their pregnancy, who had to do exactly that and go to a different state because it was a wanted pregnancy. They were excited about it. They were heartbroken when they were told your baby will not survive, but we can't help you here. And that, I think, has been both the emotional roller coaster and like also like my mom asked me in the last couple of months since becoming pregnant, have I changed my thoughts on being so unapologetically pro-choice since becoming pregnant for the first time? And I said, if anything, it's made me more so, because what it's made me understand is that when women get into their second and third trimester, they don't just change their mind. Like, something happens. And so having that conversation between you and your doctor is so much, and your partner, is the most important thing. Not guys who, you know, they moonlight as political legislators, but their day job is like real estate landlords. Like, they don't know anything about this. And so it's been, I feel really lucky and honored to be able to like talk about it. I feel very lucky that everything looks fine right now. We've gone through the 20-week scan and everything looks healthy and good, but it's been interesting to be in a position to both be going through something that is so personal and also political in a state where this is impacting women's health every day.
And Kristen, how do you deal with, you know, just the human changes? I mean, you could have morning sickness or days when you're not feeling up to the job. And And Dom and I, you know, we show up a little hungover, a little tired some days. You know, we have our moments and we fake it till we feel a little bit better. But, you know, how do you deal with morning sickness and go and do a morning broadcast?
Well, the good thing is, this is the funniest thing about pregnancy is that, at least in my experience before, the thing, like, when it's you're the most sick, you're the most exhausted, is also the time when you're not really telling that many people yet, which is the first trimester. And so it was a lot of faking it. It was a lot of like, all right, let's pull out those acting skills. And for 3 hours today, let's just pretend we're in a great mood. And so that was interesting. Jane was a shoulder to or an ear to complain to, I would say. There was certainly days where I was like, I am so tired. I don't want to do this.
Yeah, I know that feeling every single day.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. That is Kristen Bride, host of As Goes Wisconsin. Kristen, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I really appreciated your comment about, you know, the part-time legislator who's a real estate broker during the, you know, the day job, and you know, these are the experts, quote unquote. They're going to dictate to you, a woman, which they are not, what you can and cannot do with your body. But it's Ron Johnson made the comment that something to the effect that if you don't like it in your state, you can move.
Oh, no.
The senior senator from the state of Wisconsin, that is his opinion to the women of Wisconsin, all the women citizens out there. That's his opinion.
Well, it might be a little messy, Dom. Might be a little messy.
It might be messy. How do you translate that, Kristen?
I will answer that question in a second, but another great thing about Ron Johnson is that, do you know that in his will for his kids, if they have a child out of wedlock, they get written out of don't get their trust fund.
Technically, the second child out of wedlock. One child out of wedlock is permitted fine. Legally under the Johnson Family Trust. Second child out of wedlock, unforgivable.
Unforgivable.
It would
then
almost
you're
like
out.
Incentivize the Johnson children to perhaps consider abortive care, you know, because they didn't want to get written out of dad's will.
Well, not only that, but then a year or so ago, he also went on record saying it's not society's responsibility to help you raise your children in regards to answering a question about childcare and paid family leave and, you know, personal responsibility. And that to me is always just the mental gymnastics that these guys do as far as don't have a kid if you can't take care of one. It's like, well, I didn't want to, but yet here we are. And you guys have been forced birth as your only population increase plan and not incentivizing people to make it easier to have kids or less expensive to have kids, but just to force people who do not want kids to have them because that's the best you got.
Well,
you got
it's a very low unemployment rate right now, Kristen. I mean, we got to do something. And, you know, they're proposing having 14-year-olds, you know, bring the beer around at the bar. So, you know, the more kids that they can get for the workforce, even if they got to have, you know, forced government birthing to make that happen, they are down with it.
I mean, because heaven forbid we just fix our immigration program and actually let people who want to be here in legally and let them work.
Well, then what are they going to bitch about then? If you solve the problem, you don't have the issue, Kristen.
I think we leverage the second illegitimate child clause in the family trust. That's the best way to remedy problems that befit and befall the family. Kristen, congratulations. I don't think we've publicly acknowledged you are a mama to be, and that's pretty exciting stuff. Thanks for coming on the Devil's Advocates. Also, very excited about your statewide expansion. 10 to noon, As Goes Wisconsin. Kristen Bride, Jane Mantineer. It's a damn good show. Give them a listen. Thank you, Kristen.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Kristen.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. The Happier Tuesday 2 for Happy Hour is next. Dead blood in the streets, it's up to my ankles. Blood in the streets, it's up to my knee.
Blood in the streets, the town of Chicago. Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303.
470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit therifens.com/disclosure.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Diamond Cruz. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.